All right. So, hello everyone. So, welcome to our first hybrid experience here. We'll see how it all goes. We're hopefully we'll have everything fixed a little better by the time we start in-person stuff in August. But in the meantime, let's see, there's 10 of us in the Zendo. So there's Mick and Ellen and Katie in person and guests. And I will go around and say hello to Zoom people and then to the live people. And someday we'll kind of be able to see each other better. So I will say hi to Aaron.
Aaron.
Linda.
Linda.
Linda R. Linda B is here. Linda R. Victor.
Victor.
Abdullah.
Abdullah.
Mark.
Mark.
Peter.
Peter.
Susan.
Susan.
Kate.
Kate.
Paul.
Paul.
Paulette.
Paula.
Karen.
Karen.
Shoketsu.
Shoketsu.
Marv.
Marv.
John.
Tessa.
Tessa.
Pat.
Pat. Ken.
Ken.
Simone.
Simone.
So-on.
So-on.
Tiara.
Tiara.
And I'm not sure who's behind iPhone, but hello. And
iPhone.
Tyler. And Sabrina.
Sabrina.
And then in the Zendo here, we have Jim.
Jim.
Jim Ryu.
Jim.
Linda.
Linda.
Bob,
Mick,
Paul,
Ellen,
Michael,
Kevin,
and Katie. So quite a group of folks. All right, so now we will, I'm going to get up and we're going to do our formal entry for the Jukai ceremony. Let's see, is there any, I didn't remember to post this ceremony up for people, but essentially all it's pretty much just call and response. So if you don't have the copy of the ceremony, the one thing that we'll chant is the Heart Sutra. So that can be found in your chant book. So I think that will do.
So,
Danya,
what is the pace for the Heart Sutra?
Normal, I think, yeah.
Okay.
We don't have that much processing to do.
we do the incense offering first?
Yeah.
Or bows first?
Bows first.
Please rise for three bows, if you are going to do bows.
Please be seated. Wisdom Sutra.
Thank you.
Homage to all the Buddhas. Homage to all the Dharmas. Homage to all the Sanghas. Homage to our real teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to all the Bodhisattva ancestors. I pray that you will all come here as witnesses. Let us chant the names of Buddha.
Vairochana Buddha, pure Dharma Kaya. Lochana Buddha, complete Sambhoga Kaya. Shakyamuni Buddha, myriad Nirvana Kaya. Maitreya Buddha, of future birth. All Buddhas throughout space and time. Lotus of the wondrous Dharma, Mahayana Sutra. Manjushri Bodhisattva, great wisdom. Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, great activity. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, great compassion. Kashitagarbha Bodhisattva, great vow. All honored ones, Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, wisdom beyond wisdom, Maharajna Paramita.
Any preceptees who are on Zoom can unmute yourselves at this time if you like, so we can hear your chanting. So now we are acknowledging, each of the preceptees is acknowledging their parents and other or previous spiritual paths. And the wording in the ceremony refers to, in Japan, there's often deities of the location. There's in like Shinto. So you would be informing the deities from the place that you were born. But of course, that has significance to us as well. Whatever path we have had previously as part of our journey, it may still be part of our journey. So we're acknowledging that. Plus, we always acknowledge our parents, even if we have complicated relationships with our parents, they gave us life. And so they are why we are where we are. So think of your parents' kindness to you and bow in gratitude to them. Tell your guardian deity what you are doing and repay his or her kindness to you. Also tell the deity in the place where you are born what you are doing. They will both guard you. So preceptees stand and recite the verse together. Maybe Ellen, you can just start and other people can join in.
Your kindness to me is
like the ocean.
Gratitude
knows no bounds.
I wish
through the store. You wish for me, baby.
And then one full bow toward your personal altar. And be seated again. Except for Nick. So at this point, each preceptee will approach the Jukai altar. And then do one full bow. And then kneel as close as you can. Is it your wish to become a Buddhist?
It is.
And now I am sensing the Wagesa. This would ordinarily be incense, but we just use lavender blossoms and water because of incense sensitivities. So I'm purifying it. So at home, when you have your own Wagesa, you can just kind of lift the Wagesa and imagine that I am purifying it for you.
Ourselves in Buddha's teaching,
we free
all living beings.
Ellen, is it your wish to become a Buddhist?
It is.
To become a Buddhist.
Yes.
Yourself. Aaron in Alberta, Canada. Is it your wish to become a Buddhist?
It is.
And then somebody, you can put the Wagesa over your head as my proxy.
Our great hope
of liberation,
a formless
field of endless action,
wrapping ourselves
in Buddha's teaching.
Be free,
be all living beings.
And Victor in Brazil. Is it your wish to become a Buddhist?
Yes, it is.
And as my proxy, somebody puts your Wagesa over your head.
How great.
creation of formless
of benefaction,
wrapping ourselves
in Buddha's teaching,
we free all living beings. Abdullah. Do you want to unmute yourself so I can hear you? Is it your wish to become a Buddhist?
It is.
Then have somebody put your waggis over your head.
How great the rope of liberation,
a formless field of benefaction,
wrapping ourselves in Buddha's teaching, we free all living beings.
And Paulette, is it your wish to become a Buddhist?
It is.
All right, please have someone put your waggisa over your head.
How great the robe of liberation, a formless field of benefaction, wrapping ourselves in Buddha's teaching, we free all living beings.
So anyone who is present or on Zoom who has received the precepts before, you are welcome to speak up with the new preceptees and reaffirm your vows. If you want to be converted to the precepts, you should first make confession. Even though in confession there are two meanings and two ways, there is a confession verse that has been kept by the Buddhas. Recite the verse after me, because when you do so, your past wrongdoing will lose its hold on you. All my past and harmful karma.
All my past and harmful karma,
born from beginningless greed, hate, and delusion.
Born from beginningless greed, hate, and delusion.
Through body, speech, and mind.
Through body, speech, and mind.
I now fully avow.
I now fully avow.
So, preceptees, please make stand and make one full bow. And then you can be seated. You have been purified. You have purified your body and mind from selfishness and become clean by the power of confession. You should be converted to the three treasures of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. There are three kinds of three treasures, and when we are once converted, the three merits are completed. Lay preceptees, please recite after me. From this present human state to that of Buddhahood, I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
I take refuge in the highest Buddha.
I take refuge in the highest Buddha.
I take refuge in the most immaculate Dharma.
I take refuge in the most immaculate Dharma.
I take refuge in the harmonious Sangha.
I take refuge in the harmonious Sangha.
I take refuge in the Buddha.
I take refuge in the Buddha.
I take refuge in the Dharma.
I take refuge in the Dharma.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
Now you have left behind your past wrong action and turned toward the truth. From this time, the Buddha and the truest enlightenment are your real teacher. So call the Buddha your teacher and do not turn back toward wrong action or an outside path. This is my great compassion to you. You have already been given the three treasures precepts. Now you have the form of lay Buddhists and should be given the three pure precepts and the 10 greater precepts. Then you will obtain the rank of Buddha. This is to become the real child of Buddha. Cease from evil, release all self-attachment. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do only good, take selfless action. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do good for others, embrace all things and conditions. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
These three are called the three pure precepts. Do not kill. Cultivate and encourage life. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not steal. Honor the gift not yet given. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not misuse sexuality. Remain faithful in relationships. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not speak dishonestly. Communicate truthfully. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not become intoxicated. Polish clarity, dispel delusion. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not dwell on past mistakes. Create wisdom from ignorance. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not praise self or blame others. Maintain modesty, extol virtue. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not? Do not be mean with Dharma or wealth. Share understanding, give freely of self. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not indulge anger. Cultivate equanimity. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Do not defame the three treasures. Respect the Buddha, unfold the Dharma, nourish the Sangha. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
These 10 greater precepts you must keep. From this present human state to that of becoming Buddha, will you keep this precept or not?
I will.
Now the universe rejoices, the earth trembles, and the flowers fall. The bodhisattvas of other worlds ask their Buddha what this means. And the Buddha replies that new lay Buddhists have been given the pure great precepts of the bodhisattvas and been converted to the truth by the preceptor who received it before in the teaching of Shakyamuni, who is the Buddha of this world. The preceptees will become Buddhas in the future through this merit. Therefore, the universe rejoices. The bodhisattvas, on hearing this explanation, bow towards you, saying, if this is so, you are the same as we. You are believing in and taking the Buddha for your master and making the Bodhisattvas your friends. After receiving these precepts, you obtain their unbreakable merit. This is the permanent precept. I pray you may always keep it. You must never lose it. To have attained to such a relationship and to possess such a pure body is surely to have attained the world of the precepts. Is this not so? To whom do we offer this merit? To where do we offer it? The offering, the donor, and he who receives these great things are completely immaculate. There is nothing to be desired. Let us, together with all living things, offer this common merit to the highest truth. Abiding in this ephemeral world like a lotus in muddy water, the mind is pure and goes beyond. Thus we bow to Buddha.
All Buddhas throughout space and time, all wisdom beyond
wisdom.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful.
So someday we'll have a nice big monitor over on the wall where everybody could watch what was going on. But people, feel free to come by and wish folks. Thank you, everybody.